This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Firefighters have made progress getting the Kruger Rock Fire near Estes Park under control. Favorable conditions helped slow the fire's growth yesterday and through the night, but today's weather could make things a bit more difficult. Dry and windy conditions are forecast for the foothills, South Park, and the Palmer Divide. The National Weather Service says residents should avoid burning or other outdoor activities that may cause sparks. Environmental activists want Xcel Energy to close two natural gas power plants in Denver. Ian Tafoya is the Colorado director of Green Latinos.
This pollution equals cardiovascular disease, asthma, and so any opportunity we have to close these plants to remove to renewable energy is reducing the overall pollution load in our communities.
Xcel also operates the Arapaho plant in southwest Denver. It's currently asking regulators for the ability to run the facilities until 2055. The company says the plants are necessary for a stable grid. Environmental groups disagree and want both shuttered by 2030. Vail Resorts won't require reservations to ski or snowboard this year, but it could be harder to buy lift tickets during peak times. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Vail is limiting the number of tickets available to non-pass holders during three holiday periods: the week after Christmas, the weekend of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the week of President's Day. Vail says the move will make for a better experience on its mountains during some of the busiest times. Vail operates some of the state's most popular resorts, including Breckenridge, Beaver Creek, and Keystone. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
You can find more at cpr.org. It is a mostly sunny day across much of Colorado, a few clouds depending on where you're at, but some sunshine will be seen today. Thanks for listening.